and you are listening to the Texas Standard. As we mentioned a bit earlier in the broadcast, daily COVID-19 cases have been hitting new peaks across Texas as more establishments open for business. In the heart of the Texas Hill Country, Fredericksburg relies in large part on well-to-do tourists who like to escape the big cities. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh visited Fredericksburg twice recently to see how the town is trying to work out its new normal.
I drove to Fredericksburg before the reports of increased coronavirus cases in the state. I called the Visitor and Convention Bureau to see if the area was open for business.
Yes, actually.
Amanda Kuhn is the Bureau's Director of Communication. She says Fredericksburg has moved into the recovery phase and is doing a soft marketing push out of respect for the local community of about 11,000 residents.
As far as marketing materials go and pushing messaging, up until this point, we've been silent. We just didn't feel like it was an appropriate time to market visitation to Fredericksburg.
They didn't need to. Visitation started to pick up by Memorial Day weekend. The Gillespie County Airport in Fredericksburg never closed, but more and more visitors were flying in on tiny prop planes from Houston, Dallas, and other major cities. Gwen Fulbrook runs a flight school at the airport. She also owns a mortgage company and a bed and breakfast closer to downtown. Her bed and breakfast saw a wave of cancellations in March.
Well, just people started calling and canceling and emailing and canceling, and it was the same way with every place in town. And it was just bizarre.
She says weekends are still slow at the bed and breakfast, but she did see an uptick over the holiday weekend. Lodging may be slow in Fredericksburg, but Central Main Street was bustling. Most of the shops and restaurants were open.
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
Michelle Sandoval works at a place called Heirlooms, Needless Necessities. The non-essential store followed orders and shut down in mid-March. Sandoval says only one of the seven employees returned to work, so she took one of the open jobs.
We sanitize, we keep ourselves clean, we distance ourselves.
But the store doesn't require employees or shoppers to wear masks. Most of the tourists I saw walking down Main Street didn't wear them either, even though a large sign flashed, "Wear a mask and practice social distancing."
Okay.
I went back to see if the recent reports of climbing COVID numbers in Texas had an effect on visitors here.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Most tourists were still maskless, including Rose Preston from Denton. She was here for her 33rd wedding anniversary.
Oh, I'm not over it. I feel for people who get it, but I just didn't buy into the whole shutting down everything. The flu kills more people every year than this has.
Not true. The flu kills up to 61,000 people a year in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. COVID-19 deaths are double that number. Gillespie County is not a COVID-19 hotspot, but visitors come from other areas that are, and that worries local business owners.
They can bring it with them. That's something everybody's worried about.
Randy Peel runs a peach stand on the far southeast side of town. You can get some of the best peaches in the state here in Fredericksburg.
It'd be $39.75.
Peel has made a lot of adjustments to keep her staff and patrons safe. They are not required to wear masks, but Peel has put up plastic partitions, and customers aren't allowed to handle the produce before purchase. Randy Peel's parents opened the stand when she was 15.
52 years, we did it one way. Now we're doing it a completely different way.
Das Peach House, another family-owned fruit vendor in Fredericksburg, is taking a lot more precaution.
So we got 96.8.
Employee temperatures are checked as they enter and leave every day, and everyone is required to wear a mask. But the place that is probably the most strict here is the National Museum of the Pacific War. It's full of historic artifacts from World War II, including a Japanese submarine captured near Pearl Harbor. The museum estimates it lost about $300,000 by shutting down in March.
Obviously, we thrive on our visitation here on site.
Rory Cartier is the museum's director.
So most of our operational budget relies on on-site revenue from admissions. And we pull from all over the state, all over Texas, and then all across the country as well.
The museum is now open, but reservations are required and limited to small groups, and everyone inside is required to wear a mask. About 300 visitors came every day in peak season before the pandemic. Visitation is about a tenth of that now, mostly by design. Mark Wisser's family owns Das Peach House, that business that takes employee temperatures every day. He says the pandemic reminds him of stories from his mother, who survived another global pandemic a century ago.
And I remember her telling me that entire families died within a week. Five people, all gone. And I guess you can go to the cemetery and read the tombstones of families that caught that flu, the Spanish flu, and died. So in some sense, the idea of a pandemic was very real to us because I knew people who had experienced it here.
Wisser says that if any employee tests positive for COVID-19 or even shows symptoms, he will shut down the business for at least 2 weeks. And no one wants that. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in the Texas Hill Country.
There are 33 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Gillespie County, including a recent cluster of three in a nursing home. So far, there are no deaths. A county press release about the nursing home cases listed several steps to mitigate the spread. It did not mention masks. Experts say face coverings are one of the most effective tools in the fight against COVID-19.